Welcome to Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will hear a smooth R&B track by an artist that became friends with Bob Marley based on Real Estate. For our little slice of heaven at number 7, we will hear a decorated war hero who came back and, by 1949, had practically invented a rock and roll piano style that sounds at least 8 years ahead of its time. Later, we will examine a song that is widely believed to be a man addressing a woman over an affair that he suspects that she is having. As it turns out, that is not what the song is about at all. And finally, for our Hall of Perfection track, we will appreciate a recording that has been called by a respected rock critic, quote, pop perfection and a most sublime slice of pop heaven, close quote. But first, just as we always do, we begin with a song that at some point was perched at number 40. Some were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a one-week peak and then stalled. What kind of number 40 do we have today? Well, we begin with a guitar riff that Total Guitar magazine ranked at number 4 in its list of greatest guitar riffs ever. The guitarist who developed that riff, Ritchie Blackmore, claimed that he inverted a portion of Beethoven's Symphony No. 5 when he composed it. The lyrics to this particular song tell a story that actually happened in Montreux, Switzerland, back on December 4, 1971. An incredible fire at a theater broke out at a Frank Zappa concert when someone in the audience fired a flare gun. The smoke from the fire drifted and spread over Lake Geneva. That fire destroyed the live venue where the band Deep Purple was scheduled to record the following day. Deep Purple's bassist, Roger Glover, came up with the title to the song when he woke up from a dream about it a few days later. Let's listen.
The play.
famous riffs ever. That was Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple, perched at number 40 for 1 week on its way up to number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 3 on the Cashbox survey.
Universe Top 40.
Number 20.
Back in the late 70s, there was a powerhouse album rock station in Memphis known as Rock 103. Its actual call letters were WZXR, and technically, its frequency was 102.7 FM. The station first signed on in March 1967 as WREC-FM, often simulcasting its sister station, the AM news giant WREC-600. In December 1975, the station changed its call letters to WZXR and went to an automated country music format. On September 25, 1977, the station switched to album-oriented rock and became known as Rock 103. As an album rock station, Rock 103 became the curator of FM rock for the entire Mid-South region, with its influence spread throughout portions of Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Mississippi. While all the crucial album acts of the day were given airtime, what made Rock 103 fun to follow were the album tracks that seemed to come out of nowhere. From time to time, an unknown rock act would release a track and catch the attention of one of the Rock 103 disc jockeys, who would play it. Our song at number 20 is one of those Rock 103 songs. I couldn't find where it charted anywhere on any chart. While I don't know for certain how it caught the attention of the Memphis jocks that first gave it spins, I believe that it was because it was recorded in Memphis and produced by Terry Manning. The Texas-based band who released the record, Point Blank, did have a hit called Nicole that inched up to number 39 a couple of years later, but that single lacked the it factor that Rock 103 recognized in this track. Here is Point Blank with a song that Redbeard, Tony Yoakam, Rockin' Rick Yearwood, and Rob Grayson played as if it were in somebody's top 20 somewhere, Mean to Your Queen.
Expect, don't call.
with a song that should have made it up to number 20. That was Point Blank with Mean to Your Queenie.
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. And we just heard a song called Mean to Your Queenie. Now we are up to the song Killer Queen by the group Queen. As a single in the United States, it really did reach number 11. In fact, on this very date in 1975, it was the number 11 song on the Record World Singles Chart. In Billboard and Cashbox both, this single peaked at number 12. Written by Freddie Mercury and produced by Roy Thomas Baker, it was the breakthrough hit for Queen in the United States. Lead guitarist Brian May instantly believed in the song the moment he heard Freddie Mercury play it. According to Brian May, quote, "I was always very happy with this song. I still enjoy listening to it because there's a lot to listen to, but it never gets cluttered. It's vintage Queen," close quote.
She keeps him away, Chandler. In a pretty cabinet, Anthony Cakes, she says, just like Marie Antoinette, a building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam.
To blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite.
Wanna try?
To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman, China, went down to gauge your mind.
She's
that way, queen. Perfume came naturally from Paris.
Naturally.
Forgot she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind. Of a hat, she's as willing as playful as a pussycat. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class, so absolutely dry.
Sitting at number 11 on the Record World Chart 44 years ago today, that was Queen with Killer Queen.
Number 10.
Respected British producer and songwriter Nick Lowe has released records as a solo act, has been part of the bands Brinsley Schwartz and Rockpile, and has played on solo releases by Dave Edmunds. He has also produced Elvis Costello and The Attractions. Back in 1979, Nick released the album Labor of Lust, which contained his only U.S. hit single, Cruel to Be Kind. Also on that album was a track that was released as a single, Cracking Up. That single release featured in England a customized printed record label on the 7-inch vinyl, as well as a cardstock picture sleeve. Those features made the Cracking Up single an important collector's item, and the Radar Records label in England took care to spice up its single releases in order to make them attractive purchases. In the United States, Columbia Records held those rights and stamped out a regular logo and a nondescript plain sleeve. Nevertheless, album stations across the United States played this song anyway, helping the Labor of Lust album become Nick Lowe's biggest U.S. seller. With the song at number 10 on Alt Universe Top 40, here is Nick Lowe with Crackin' Up.
Crackin' up, I'm getting ready to go. Had enough, I can't take anymore. No pills that I can take. This is too real, and there ain't no escape. It scared the daylights, it'd make a nightmare. I'm tense and I'm nervous. Everybody all around me shaking hands and saying howdy. I don't think it's funny no more. Cracking up like a worn out shoe. Ain't wet but the world leaking through. I'd run but I find no pace. I laugh but it's wrecking me, wrecking me. It make a shiver, it make a shake, it make a monster, just like an earthquake. Everybody having fun. I don't know how they can carry on, cause I don't think it's funny no more. Upon me without warning. If I were gone, then I would shoot. I'd tear the head out by the root. I'd make a knife out of a notion. All at sea in an ocean of emotion. I don't think it's funny no more. I don't think it's funny no more.
With a song that should have been a worldwide top 10. That was Nick Lowe with Crackin' Up.
Number 9.
Now we are up to a song that really did reach number 9 on the Billboard charts. It's by Bobby Caldwell, a Miami-based musician that became friends with reggae singer Bob Marley because Caldwell's mother was Marley's real estate agent. Bobby Caldwell began playing keyboards at age 12 after being exposed to various types of music in Miami, including soul, reggae, and Frank Sinatra records. When Bobby signed with TK Records in Miami, he believed that one of his songs called My Flame would be a hit single. However, Henry Stone, president of TK, wasn't so sure about My Flame and told Bobby to record one more song to add to his album. The song that Bobby recorded at Henry Stone's request hit number 9 on the Billboard Pop chart, number 6 on the Soul chart, and number 10 on the Cashbox chart. It has received an overwhelming amount of radio support ever since.
I guess you wonder where I've been. I searched to find a love within. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go. I'm in a daze from your love, you see. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't. I would not do.
for love. You've tried everything, but you won't give up. In my world, only you made me do for love what I would not do. Made me do for love what I would not do. Make me do for love what I would not do. Make me do for love what I would not do.
With a song that really did reach number 9 on the Billboard charts, that was Bobby Caldwell with What You Won't Do For Love.
Universe Top 40!
Auden and Grace should have reached number 8.
Now we are up to a song that is truly modern and great, and it should have reached number 8. It is by the four-person Canadian rock act known as Metric, whose lead singer, Emily Haynes, was born in India to American parents. The group first performed using the name Mainstream, but after their first EP, they changed their name to Metric, even though they have since been awarded Canadian Album of the Year and Alternative Album of the Year in subsequent years. It is this track from their 2009 album Fantasies, which should have climbed up to number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100. Here is Metric with Gimme Sympathy.
Get hot. Too close to the flame. Wild open space. Talk like an open book. Sign me up. Got no time to take a picture. I'll remember someday all the chances we took. We're so close to something.
Should have reached number 8. That was Metric with Gimme Sympathy.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Now we're up to our little slice of heaven at number 7, and it is one of several signature pieces by a key performer that focused not on sophisticated jazz arrangements, but rather on a driving and loud jump blues piano style. Joseph Amos Milburn was born April 1, 1927 in Houston, Texas, one of 13 children. He was playing piano by ear at the age of 5, but by age 15, he was already in the United States Navy, and he earned 13 battle stars in the Philippines during World War II. After the war, he attracted the attention of Aladdin Records in Los Angeles. Over an 8-year period, he recorded 75 singles for Aladdin. One of his recordings, the 1946 cover song known as Down the Road a Piece, combined blues chords with his Texas boogie style and resulted in a sound that is remarkably close to rock and roll. However, he never reached the charts until 1949, when 7 singles hit the Billboard R&B survey. Between 1949 and 1952, he released several drinking songs and toured the United States playing clubs. At the end of that year, he disbanded his group and toured for 3 years as a solo piano player. By 1957, his records were not selling. Aladdin Records dropped him from the label. He tried to reignite his career at East Records, but his records flopped. In 1960, he attempted some Christmas records, but they were not hits either. However, his friend, Charles Brown, put Milburn's Christmas Comes But Once a Year on the flip side of his holiday classic, Please Come Home for Christmas. Amos Milburn then suffered a series of strokes, which eventually resulted in his death at the age of 52. In the years that have passed since, critics have recognized Amos Milburn with his upbeat singles as being an important bridge from the jazz side of blues over to rock, with his 1949 single, Rooming House Boogie, Our Little Slice of Heaven at number 7, belongs to Amos Milburn.
Hey there, Sam, turn the lights down low. Pull that piece of rug off the floor. All you women, take off your shoes. We're gonna play some real low down dirty blues. That's my landlady knocking on the wall. She's in there mad 'cause we're having a ball. Just paid my rent, now she wants to sleep. But I'm gonna play this boogie and I'm gonna play it all week.
Single from 1949 that has a piano part that sounds like all the great rock and roll pianists of the 50s, that was Amos Milburn with Rooming House Boogie. Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all over the world. Vince from Brighton says that he heard our 7440 broadcast on a web SDR out of the Netherlands. He reports 43324 and indicates some fade late in the show. He wishes us good luck in the future. Well, Vince, we wish you the same. Don from the United States sent us a message on Facebook. He says, quote, really good stuff, close quote, and that he loves the research involved in the deep cuts. Thank you, Don, for listening and for giving us such a kind compliment. We will certainly do our best with our deep cuts in the future. Penelope from Greece sent us a message on Mixcloud. She wishes us well and wishes happiness upon all our listeners. Well, Penelope, we wish you all the happiness in the world. Can you hear us? If you can, please send your questions, comments, and reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
Now we are up to our bonus hit at number 6, awarded to an act that has placed at least 6 albums in the top 40 of the album charts. Today's act, Fleetwood Mac, certainly has done that. However, the song by Fleetwood Mac that we're going to play predates Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks being in the band. In fact, it is Bob Welch who wrote this song and who sings lead. The song is called Hypnotized. It was released as a single on the Reprise label, but it did not make the top 40 in the United States. From the album Mystery to Me, which reached number 67 on the US LP charts, here are Mick Fleetwood, John McVie, Christine McVie, Bob Welch, and Bob Weston, collectively known in 1973 as Fleetwood Mac, with the song Hypnotized, which we believe should have reached number 6.
Yes, the same kind of story seems to come down from long ago. Two friends having coffee together when something flies by their window. It might be out on that lawn, which is wide, at least half of a playing field. Because there's no explaining what your imagination can make you see and feel. Somebody wants nothing. Now it's not a meaningless question to ask if they've been and gone. I remember a talk about North Carolina in a strange, strange pond. You see, the sides were like glass in the thick of a forest without a road. And if any man's hand ever made that land, then I think it would have showed. And that's why it seems like rain. They got me hypnotized. And I know that's right. Hypnotized.
like a dream.
With a song that should have reached number six. That was Fleetwood Mac with Hypnotize.
Number five.
My name is John McMullen, and you're listening to Alt Universe Top 40. At number five, we have a song that I first heard live exactly one day before I heard the studio version. After happening upon an Oxford, Mississippi performance by the four-man punk pop group The Crime, I stayed to hear their whole set. I knew nothing about this group and had never heard of them before. From another audience member, I found out that Memphis was their hometown. As the band rolled out one catchy song after the next, I remember making it a point to see if they had released any vinyl. My interest was confirmed when I heard one of the last songs they performed, an original of theirs called Trudy's Got a New Boy. I couldn't understand the rest of the song, but the motion of the melody within their short, catchy chorus immediately reminded me of the amazing underground choruses such as Girl of My Dreams by Bram Tchaikovsky or Starry Eyes by The Records. Then, the song ended with a blistering guitar solo that actually blew the town down. A local disc jockey must have also been in the audience for that performance because the very next day, on an influential rock station from New Albany, Mississippi, I heard the song Trudy's Got a New Boy on the radio. That meant that they did indeed have a record. It did not take me long to find it. Once I did find it, I discovered, unbelievably, that the EP that contained the track was engineered by Don Smith and co-produced by the ever-present Jack Holder. With a song that should have hit number five, this is The Crime with Trudy's Got a New Boy.
In the morning when you wake up.
Should have hit number five. That was The Crime with Trudy's Got a New Boy.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number four.
Now we are up to number four, which means we are going to play a song that did considerably better in England than it did in the United States. As a matter of fact, this single hit number four in England and didn't even chart in the United States. The act that recorded it actually has a different name in the United States than it does in England. In England, the act is known as The Beat. In the United States, though, because of the four-man American group we played a few weeks ago, fronted by Paul Collins called The Beat, this British group is known as The English Beat. Regardless of what they are called, They should have hit number 4 in the United States, just as they did in the UK. Here is the ska group The English Beat with Mirror in the Bathroom. That should have hit number 4 in the United States, just as it did in England. That was The English Beat with Mirror in the Bathroom.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 3.
Now we are up to our number 3 from way downtown. And today we're talking about downtown Minneapolis, Minnesota. The Replacements were a 4-man punk outfit that hailed from Minneapolis. They were led by singer-songwriter Paul Westerberg and were signed to the local Minneapolis independent label Twin Tone Records. After perfecting their act in the punk clubs of the Midwest, the Replacements entered a recording studio to cut the basic tracks of their album Let It Be. They named the album Let It Be as a joke, and also as a message to their manager that nothing in the world is sacred, including a title that has already been used by the Beatles. For the opening track, the band was given a little bit of pre-production assistance by Peter Buck of REM. The result of his near-jangle rhythm guitar combined with the punk chords of Paul Westerberg created a new, almost American-style post-punk category. The success of this particular album track led the Replacements to major label triumphs over their next two albums, turning them into nationwide musical anti-heroes and, at the same time, reintroducing fans to their last Twin Tone album over and over again. Here is that 4-man musical train wreck known as the Replacements with our 3 from way downtown, I Will Dare.
Yeah.
with our three from way downtown. Those were the Replacements with I Will Dare.
All Universe Top 40.
Number 2.
Now we are up to number 2, which means we are going to play a song that we think should have been a number 1 single. And in Cashbox, the song we are going to play did, in fact, hit number 1. But on the Billboard charts, it was held to a number 3 peak. Several weeks ago, we indicated that the song Tempted by Squeeze should have been a number 1 single, even though it did not make the top 40 in the US, England, or Australia. That song featured, on lead vocals, the talented keyboard player Paul Carrack, who was only a member of Squeeze during 1981 and 1982. Prior to that, he was the leader, lead vocalist, and primary songwriter for the British pub band Ace. In 1975, Ace had a surprise hit in the United States with a song that was widely interpreted as being about the discovery of an affair. However, the song was in fact composed by Paul Carrack when he found out that Ace bassist Terry Comer had secretly been working with the group Quiver. Regardless of the arguments that followed, Comer returned to Ace in time to play on the song and was part of this classic, even though it was written in anger about him. Featuring the same voice that should have gone to number 1 with Tempted by Squeeze, here is Ace with a single that should have matched its number 1 ranking in Cashbox by hitting number 1 in Billboard. With our song at number 2 that should have hit number 1, that was Ace with How Long. Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track, and it is a song that was described by respected rock critic Denise Sullivan as a serious Beatles or Beach Boys conceptual pop song that combined pop, folk, psychedelia, and zombie-style harmony expertise into one song, which comes very close to bubblegum pop, yet rises above it. She concluded that the song was, quote, pop perfection and a most sublime slice of pop heaven, close quote. We could not agree more. The American record-buying public also agreed, sending the song to number one on the Billboard charts and on the Cashbox charts. The song itself has been featured in more than 60 movies and more than 20 television shows. It has been used in commercials for Heineken, Toyota, Ford, and Golden Grahams. Sadly, it has also been the subject of a lawsuit in the New York Court of Appeals with the hopes to establish a common law copyright on the sound recording, which occurred 5 years before the United States federal sound recording copyright was established. That attempt, thus far, brought by Flo and Eddie, has been unsuccessful. But with an arrangement composed by Chip Douglas, here is one of the most famous songs to emerge from the transistor years of 60s AM radio, Happy Together by the Turtles, our Hall of Perfection track.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me. Ease my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
With our Hall of Perfection track at number one, those were the Turtles with Happy Together. Well, that's all we have for today. Please be sure to join us next week for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. In the meantime, to check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow Alt Universe Top 40. Also, you can follow the links on our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. As we mentioned before, we would love to hear from you. Please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. For our website and email addresses, those are all lowercase and 40 is a number. Until we meet again, keep making those good-hearted changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.
Oh, yeah.